Workman Publishing and Workman Audio present The Montessori Baby, A Parent's Guide to Nurturing Your Baby with Love, Respect, and Understanding by Simone Davies and Junifa Uzudike. Read by Robin Miles. Introduction. Chapter 1. It's time to change the way we see babies. For a long time, people believed that babies were unable to understand what was going on around them. They thought babies couldn't do much. They just eat and sleep and cry a lot, people would say. Babies were treated as fragile. We were told we needed to wrap them up to protect them. Then we discovered that babies are in fact learning so much in the early months, and we began to overparent them. We pushed them to learn faster and earlier. We compared our new baby to other babies, afraid that our baby wasn't developing fast enough. We were told that we needed to buy the best gadgets for our baby, the best educational toys, the best clothing to cover every part of their body, a support for while they sleep, a device to help them sit up sooner, a bed that rocks them to sleep, monitors of every kind, and apps to track everything. Let's stop. Let's bring into focus this new life we have brought into the world. Let's look to our baby to see what their unique needs are, what they want to learn, and how we can support them in a more mindful, slower way. What if we handled babies with respect and learned to ask their permission before handling them? What if we observed our baby first, rather than rushing to fix things? What if we saw babies as strong and capable, discovering the world around them like explorers, seeing everything for the first time? What if we realized that babies are already taking in everything from birth, even from in utero, with all their senses? What if changing diapers, feeding, and bedtime became moments of connection instead of chores to be rushed through? What if we slowed down to make time for language and for conversation, even with a newborn baby? What if we made time for babies to lie on a simple mat to stretch and learn about their bodies? What if we didn't prop them up into positions that they are not yet ready for, like putting them up to sit or holding their hands to allow them to walk before their muscles are ready?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?